Right on. Understandable.
Carson, what can you gain from the end of the game on Sunday to carry over? You know, you need to get the 2-point conversion to get the drive down the field and punch at the end zone.
Yeah, for sure. That was huge for us. You know, we've been in this situation a number of times, you know, and to finally finish a drive the way we did and to finally get into the end zone, that was big. You know, it was a step in the right direction. Unfortunately, you know, at the end of the day, we still lost. We came up short on the 2-point play. I thought we had it, but it was good for us to finally get a drive in the end zone. We just got to keep fighting and learning how to finish.
What was it like to have Lane? I mean, what was kind of your reaction when he came back? Obviously, it was a big loss.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, obviously, Lane's a heck of a player, heck of a tackle, and he obviously helps me and does a lot. So it's good to get him back, and I'm excited to finally get him back out there.
It's obviously not the first time you guys have lost a close game. You're 0-6 now in one-score games. How much of it is just gaining experience in those types of games before you can win them?
Yeah, you know, obviously we're learning and we're getting that experience, but it's still frustrating, without a doubt. You know, we're in all these close games, you come up short time and time again. You know, that sucks. You know, it's tough, and there's things we keep saying we got to learn from, but at the end of the day, we have to find a way to win these ballgames.
How do you do that? Having to play so quickly, I guess, isn't something you've ever done before. How do you prepare yourself physically and mentally to turn around and play so fast here?
Yeah, it's a different week. You know, you don't have that off day, you know, just to kind of relax and get your mind right. You're back in here right away. So, you know, fortunately, we've played the Giants before. We've already gone through a week of preparation for them. So it's really just kind of reviewing all of that stuff. But I think physically for a lot of guys, you know, you're taking a lot of hits. Guys are taking a lot of reps in the game. You got to just physically get your body right, and that's the hardest part.
As such a routine guy and a scheduler, is this week a challenge in that regard?
A little bit, just because, you know, I finally felt good about a routine and getting into that rhythm. But at the same time, it's kind of exciting. You know, it's exciting to be on national TV, to be on Thursday night. It's something new, something different. At this point of the year, it's kind of good to kind of mix it up and change it. So it's been a quick week, but it's been a good week.
Losing the way you guys about that last game with the Giants, obviously it didn't end the way that you wanted to, but that last series, there was a lot going on. You got hit in the head.
The biggest thing I remember is the last play. You know, we came up about a foot short, just missed Jordan, and we thought we had one there. You know, we thought we had one there. We came up short, much like the story in a lot of these other games. Obviously, I remember we started off slow. I started off, you know, very slow, kind of spotted them 14 points. But we battled, we stayed in the game, and we had a chance to win at the end.
Do you think that's the biggest difference between the Giants and you right now? I mean, going into that first game, you're both 4-3. They've lost one since. You've won once since that game. Do you feel like they just finished better? Is that the only difference in your mind?
You could probably say that right now. You know, obviously they are finishing games better, and that's something that we're still learning how to do. I think that's one of the biggest things, yeah.
The short turnaround, is it kind of a nice
thing after the way you guys lose the last game to have 4 days?
Yeah, I would say, you know, coming in here right away Monday, you know, a tough emotional loss the way it was in Baltimore, to just be able to turn the script, you know, flip the script and go forward, was probably a good thing. You know, to just turn the page and go on to New York, I think it's been a good thing.
You guys lead the league in time of possession, Carson. Why do you think you're not able, haven't been able to maximize more of it into points so far?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just, I mean, it varies. You know, we have turnovers, we have some mistakes. I think a lot of it is just red zone football. You know, I think we struggle once we're down there. That's something that we got to keep getting better at learning how to finish drives. You know, we do a good job of sustaining long drives, but sometimes we just got to learn how to finish, because coming away with 3 points and in some cases 0 points, it's tough. You know, it's tough so we got to find a way to, A, get some big plays, and B, capitalize on those long drives.
North Dakota State, were you guys much of a ball control team, or did you quick strike?
Absolutely. We were big on ball control as well.
That Giants defense is playing well in these past few weeks. What's sticking out on film?
They're good. You know, they're good. They like to heat you up. They like to mix it up quite a bit. Cover zero is a big thing they like to do. So we got to be ready for that. We got to be ready for a lot of different blitz looks. We got to know where 21 Landon Collins is. He's all over the field. He flies around. So, you know, we just got to be aware of where he's at and be ready for some of that stuff.
Do they look different on film than they did before the first game?
Very similar. Still doing much of the same stuff, you know, but, you know, even the first game, they look good. You know, they look good. They fly around, so we just got to execute.
I think it's like half of your interceptions, I think it's 6 of 13, have come in the first quarter. Is there a common thread there, or is it maybe trying to do too much too early?
I think everyone's just kind of case by case. You know, they're all different. So I wouldn't say it's really anything to do with that, but it's just kind of the way it's been.
As a follow-up to that, in most of these games, including the past one, you've been able to rebound from those. Is there a key to that in terms of not letting it affect you throughout the rest of the game?
Yeah, I think it's the biggest thing to be successful in this league, you just have to have short-term memory. You know, you got to be able to block out mistakes, you know, good things, bad things, whatever. You just got to be able to press on and go forward with it. And that's something, you know, I like to pride myself on. You know, mistakes are going to happen. There's going to be good plays, but you're always just learning and going on to the next.
All right. Thanks,
everybody.